Hey there, Spartan Nation. Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of mental toughness straight to your ears. Today, we're diving deep into a struggle that plagues nearly every single one of us at some point, self-sabotage. Ever felt like you're on the right track? Then bam, you hit that brick wall out of nowhere? You know that feeling when you set a goal, feel pumped about crushing it, and suddenly find yourself backpedaling, making excuses, or procrastinating. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the good news. Self-sabotage isn't some unchangeable flaw. It's a habit that can be broken. And today, we're going to equip you with two powerful tools to bust through those mental roadblocks. Positive affirmations and mindfulness. Think of these as your secret weapons in the battle against your inner critic. Key takeaway number one. Positive affirmations are like verbal power punches to those negative thoughts trying to hold you back. Instead of letting that voice in your head scream, "You're not good enough," or "You'll never succeed," consciously choose to replace it with empowering statements like, "I am capable," or "I believe in myself." Ever notice how athletes use positive self-talk before a big game? They visualize success, chant affirmations, and pump themselves up. The same principle applies to everyday life. Your mind is a powerful tool. Harness its energy by feeding it positive messages. Key takeaway number two. Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on your overthinking brain. It's about being present in the moment, acknowledging your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you feel that urge to self-sabotage creeping in, take a few deep breaths, notice your body sensations, and gently redirect your focus. Think of it like this. Mindfulness is training your mind to be less reactive and more intentional. It's about becoming the observer of your thoughts, rather than being swept away by them. Key takeaway number three. Identify your self-sabotaging patterns. What are those little whispers that tell you to skip a workout? To procrastinate on that important project? To order takeout instead of cooking healthy meals? Once you become aware of these patterns, you can start challenging them head-on. Remember, knowledge is power. Understanding your triggers allows you to develop strategies to overcome them. Key takeaway number four. Surround yourself with positive influences. Your environment plays a huge role in shaping your mindset. Seek out people who uplift you, inspire you, and encourage your growth. Just like athletes train with their teams, cultivate a supportive network that celebrates your wins and helps you bounce back from setbacks. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Key takeaway number five. Celebrate every victory, no matter how small. Did you stick to your workout routine today? Did you resist the urge to procrastinate? Give yourself credit for those wins. Positive reinforcement strengthens those new, healthy habits and keeps you motivated on track. Now, let's get real for a second. Picture this. You're about to give an important presentation at work. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and that little voice in your head starts whispering doubts like, "What if I mess up? What if they think I'm not good enough?" Sound familiar? This is where those self-sabotaging thoughts try to take over. But here's the thing. You can choose a different path. Instead of letting fear cripple you, remember those positive affirmations we talked about. Repeat them silently to yourself. "I am prepared. I am confident. I got this." Visualize yourself delivering a successful presentation. Feel that sense of calm and control. And when those doubts creep back in, take a deep breath, ground yourself in the present moment, and redirect your focus. Remember, you've got this. So, Spartans, let's recap. We talked about using positive affirmations as mental powerhouses to combat negative thoughts. We explored mindfulness as a way to become more aware of those self-sabotaging patterns and gently steer your mind in a more positive direction. Remember, breaking free from self-sabotage isn't about being perfect. It's about making conscious choices to prioritize your growth. It's about showing up for yourself, day after day, with the tools you need to succeed. Now, go out there and conquer your goals. Make me proud. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from these powerful strategies. See you tomorrow, Spartans, for another dose of mental toughness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.